AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Later this evening, the Senate is expected to vote on moving along a House-passed elections bill. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is confident he and his fellow party members will block the measure. He dismisses the idea that the GOP has been coordinating efforts in state-controlled legislatures to make it more difficult for people to vote.
The biggest lie being told in American politics in recent weeks has been that the states are involved in a systematic effort to suppress the vote. Those arguments are being made by people who obviously haven't read any of these new state laws, because that's not happening.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the election laws passed by GOP-controlled legislatures are designed to be restrictive.
There's been an inexorable march to expand that right to vote and allow more and more Americans the right that right to vote. This is a giant step backward.
President Biden says he will continue what the White House calls the fight of his presidency, no matter this evening's outcome. The Delta variant is the cause of more than 20% of the recent coronavirus infections in the U.S. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the vaccines work against it, so...
Conclusion. We have the tools, so let's use them and crush the outbreak.
Federal Reserve Board Chair Jerome Powell tells a congressional committee it's expected that recent jumps in prices will soon subside, lowering inflation to a sustainable level.
As these transitory supply effects abate, inflation is expected to drop back toward our longer-run goal.
Consumer prices increased 5% last month compared with a year earlier, the largest increase in 13 years. Powell blames temporary supply bottlenecks, and since prices fell sharply last spring, the start of the pandemic, the new figures are much larger. This is AP News. Procter & Gamble has a mission in space.
Dirty laundry in space becomes space trash.
The company will send a pair of Tide detergent and stain removal experiments to the space station later this year. AP's Marcia Dunn reports on an orbital laundromat.
Procter & Gamble is working on a prototype washer dryer that could operate on the moon using the bare minimum amount of water, bare minimum amount of detergent.
Stain removal pans and wipes will be delivered for testing by the astronauts next year. The Orlando Sentinel reports wildlife officials have removed 250 alligators from Disney properties in the 5 years since a 2-year-old boy was killed by an alligator at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. The 11 university presidents and chancellors who oversee the college football playoff call for a continued evaluation of a proposed 12-team playoff that, if eventually adopted, could still be another 5 years away. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.